Happy Wednesday, Squamish. Environment Canada says we can expect it to be cloudy today, with a 30% chance of drizzle this morning. Fog patches will be hanging around early this morning. There will be clearing in the afternoon. We will see a high of 7°C and an overnight low of 0°C. Tonight, expect a few clouds, with increasing cloudiness after midnight. The wind will be light except blowing north at 40 km per hour over southern sections late this evening and overnight. A mix of sun and cloud is in the forecast for Thursday. The weekend is looking sunny, so far, sunrise and sunset. Sunrise on Jan. 8 is at 8:08 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4:31 p.m. Moon phase. The moon is in its first quarter phase. The moon's illumination is currently 68.34%. It is currently located in the constellation of Aries, according to phasesmoon.com. Moonrise is at 12:02 p.m. Moonset is at 2:36 a.m. BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Bella Bella. The island village of Bella Bella is located on Campbell Island, north of Port Hardy on Vancouver Island, and is about 3 kilometers north of McLaughlin Bay, which hit a high of 12.9°C, according to Environment Canada data. It was also the hot spot in all of Canada. The high in Squamish yesterday was 3.6°C. The coldest spot in BC on January 7 was Fort Nelson, which was a chilly minus 19.4°C. Today's hot spot in BC is slated to be Kamsheva Island, Haida Gwaii, which could reach 9.2°C. The coldest spot in the province is slated to be Fort Nelson, which could see a low of minus 13.3°C today. Warmer than usual, actually. Tides. High tide today is at 11:30 a.m., height 4.82 meters, according to tide-forecast.com. The next low tide will be at 7:17 p.m. 1.23 meters, seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 6.9°C. Based on historical data over 10 years, the warmest water on this day in Howe Sound was recorded in 2024 and was 7.7°C, and the coldest was recorded in 2014 at 6.1°C. Seawater temperature in Howe Sound is expected to drop to 6.5°C in the next 10 days. January average water temperature in Howe Sound is 6.5°C, the minimum temperature is 5.1°C, and the maximum is 7.8°C. Avalanche forecast. According to avalog.co, today, the alpine rating is low, the treeline rating is low, and the below treeline rating is low. Known problems include wind slabs. The advice for today from avalog.co is, as the temperatures drop, so too should the avalanche danger. Continue to assess your local conditions. If they don't match the forecast, change your plan to something safer. Be careful with wind-loaded pockets, especially near ridge crests and rollovers. Avalanche activity is unlikely when a thick melt-freeze crust is present on the snow surface. The snowpack is generally stable. It may be appropriate to step out into more complex terrain. Sea-to-sky gondola conditions. The sea-to-sky gondola is open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. today, with the last download at 6 p.m. New snow in last 24 hours, 0 cm. Now base at the Summit Lodge, 49 cm. Winds, calm, visibility, high cloud cover. Clear views of mountains and ocean. Avoid this trail. The District of Squamish is warning folks to avoid Lumberjack Trail after a bridge collapse near Perth Drive. The district is currently assessing the damage and options for bridge replacement. The public is asked to please avoid the roped-off area. Those with accessibility issues should avoid the trail, reads a Muni post on Facebook. Events to note. There's always something going on in this town. Here's a couple that stood out to us for this week. Tonight, there's Nerd Night at the Brackendale Art Gallery, Cafe and Culture Center, located at 41950 Government Road from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. What's better than to kick off 2025 with learning from three speakers on three fun and varied topics? Asterisk Learning Robots, Rachel plus QT the Social Robot will explore how assistive technology can help bring equity, empowerment and independence to education for neurodivergent learners. Nerve Cells, Connor will discuss how neurons, nerve cells, communicate by sending signals to other nerve cells. Cinegraphic Vintage Lenses. Alex and Daniel will explore how to create magical cinematic videography using vintage lenses on modern full-frame cameras, reads the listing. On January 10th, there's Monster Energy Presents Ski Tour at Trickster's Hideout, located at 38005 Cleveland Avenue, from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. Join us for an unforgettable night as the iconic electronic duo Ski Tour brings their high-energy après tour to Trickster's Hideout. Known for their unique fusion of house music, funky grooves, and an unbeatable party vibe, Ski Tour has rocked stages worldwide, from Shambhala to snowbombing. Dressed in retro ski gear, their performances are as visually engaging as they are musically explosive. Don't miss their epic beats and signature snow-filled party atmosphere, reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Christmas Tree Disposal. As your Christmas tree dries out, it becomes more flammable. 36% of tree fires happen in January, reads a National Fire Protection Association, NFPA. Post, shared by Squamish Fire Rescue. Here's the lowdown on where to take your real Christmas tree now that the holidays are over, according to the Squamish-Lillooet Regional District. Squamish Landfill Daily. 9 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. tipping fees apply curbside collection regular collection days. Place an organics tote. Cut into small pieces. Diameter. Lid must close fully. Scouts Tree Chipping Event by Donation Jan. 11 and 12 from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Canadian Tire. Winter tires don't forget, since October 1st, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. Passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol or M+S on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 millimeters, 5/32, reads the 4 Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Driving issues to note. Parking on select streets in Squamish is now restricted to one side only, until March 1, 2025. This ensures snow plows and emergency vehicles can safely navigate during winter conditions, says the district. Vehicles parking on the no parking side of the street may be ticketed and towed at any time to ensure community safety. The fine for impeding snow removal is $250. Affected streets. Hemlock Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive. Chestnut Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive. Fir Street, Pine Drive to Spruce Drive. Third Avenue, Pemberton Avenue to Winnipeg Street. No parking on East Side, Pemberton Avenue to Vancouver Street. No parking on West Side. Fourth Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on West Side. 5th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street. No parking on West Side. 6th Avenue, entire street. No parking on West Side. Eaglewind Boulevard. No perimeter parking near the roundabout at the end of Pemberton Avenue. Edgewater Drive. Government Road to Edgewater Crescent. No parking on East Side. Edgewater Crescent, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter of the crescent. No Name Road, entire street. No parking on East Side. Brothers Place, entire street. No parking on South Side. Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue. No parking on East Side. Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-Sac. No parking on South Side. Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road. No parking on East Side. Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way. No parking on North Side. Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road. No parking on West Side. Glacier View Drive, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking. Issues to note on the highway. No road work to note today. Gas prices. In Squamish today, regular gas is going for 164.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar at 9001 Valley Drive. In Whistler, gas is going for 165.9 per liter at the Co-op at 2101 Lake Placid Road. In Pemberton, AC Gas, located at 7432 Prospect Street, has the cheapest gas in town at 164.9 per liter. The cheapest gas in Vancouver is at the Chevron at 8320 Oak Street, where you can fill up for 172.9 per liter, according to GasBuddy. The cheapest gas in BC can be found in Vernon, where you can fill up for 149.9 per liter at the Super Save Gas at 7432 Prospect Street.